For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar. Governor Jay Nixon has released $40 million in state funds he'd been withholding from this year's state budget. The freed-up money includes $18 million for repairs and improvements to the state capitol in Jefferson City, and $5 million for various upgrades at state parks around Missouri. Republican House Speaker Tim Jones says, though, the funds should never have been withheld to begin with.
Many people on both sides of the aisle believe that this governor has abused his withholding power greater than any other previous governor before him. He seems to want to centralize all power and authority in the governor's mansion.
Members of the governor's budget staff say the money was withheld because there was uncertainty over whether it would be available to be spent. Meanwhile, Governor Nixon is still withholding $38 million that has been designated for a new state office building in Jefferson City. Two companies that own a former metals mining operation in southeast Missouri have agreed to a $1.4 million settlement related to allegations of environmental damage. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Tech American Inc. and DII Industries Inc. agreed to the settlement with the U.S. government and the state of Missouri. The agreement was filed yesterday in federal court in St. Louis. The settlement follows a lawsuit filed last week alleging environmental damages from the Magmont mine and mill site near Bixby, Missouri. Zinc, lead, and copper were mined there from 1968 to 1994. Court papers show that both Tech and DII Industries denied the allegations and don't admit any liability in the proposed settlement, which is subject to court approval after a 30-day public comment period. The superintendent of the Missouri School for the Deaf is leaving her position after 12 years. The Fulton Sun reports that Barbara Garrison is returning to her native South Carolina to be closer to her family. During a reception in Fulton last week, Garrison said the Missouri School for the Deaf is at a point where it needs to look ahead, and said she felt it was a good time to bring in new leadership. Garrison has spent 44 years as a deaf educator, including as a teacher and director of outreach programs at the South Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind. The Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education is overseeing the search for Garrison's successor. Department officials say an interim superintendent will be named soon. A data breach at a casino company has had little impact at the company's casino in St. Joseph. Affinity Gaming said last week that its system was infected with malware that compromised card data from customers at its 11 casinos in Nevada, Colorado, Missouri, and Iowa. The company said it has secured its system, but advised customers who visited between March 14th and October 16th to review their financial records for suspicious transactions. Chris Crable is the general manager of the St. Joe Frontier Casino. He told the St. Joseph News Press that the casino had received few, if any, reports of suspicious transactions. He also said the data breach related to food and beverage purchases, while larger transactions such as ATM withdrawals and credit card cash advances were not involved. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.